Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dennis, and here's what he has to say. Greetings, Sane Man. I'm currently in Warsaw, Poland, helping Ukrainian refugees because I'm part Ukrainian. I stay at the apartment with students who study in Poland. Today in the common kitchen, I had an interesting conversation happen, full of red flags. The conversation was with my female roommate from Greece, who was describing the situation with Ukrainian women entering Greece, and how Greek women all over social media platforms were willing and ready to accept hot, wet, young, blue-eyed and blonde-haired Ukrainian women into their homes. The great sex migration, so to speak. My roommate was not very happy by telling me the story, and I think I know why. Greek women are scared of heavy competition in the sexual marketplace, on Tinder, casual encounters, etc. Obviously, they don't want their men to upgrade to a better model, and rather keep them themselves. They are in panic mode. Ukrainian women, on the other hand, are ready to compete with all EU women, and most likely to stay quiet until they get their papers. Well, Dennis, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Notice how women don't complain when aggressive and masculine Middle Eastern male refugees flooded in by the millions into Western Europe 5 years ago. But now it's a different story, when more feminine and seemingly submissive women flood in from the East. First, they start spinning the tale about how there's a war in Ukraine, but it's the women that are most affected, and not the Ukrainian men. Russia is invading Ukraine, but Ukrainian men can't leave. Yet Ukrainian thoughts are leaving for other parts of Europe, creating competition in the sexual marketplace for Greek women. It would be like a massive influx of gigachads moving into America all of a sudden. The incels would lose their minds even more because it would get even harder for them to get women's attention. It wouldn't be Chad and Stacy that would be their mortal enemies, but Chad, Vlad, and Stacy. For women in Greece, the only invasion that matters is the Ukrainian women coming into their country. If that woman is venting her frustration to you, then you know that it's going to get serious. They're probably mostly worried that they'll have to up their standards of beauty when compared to such women. Maybe that was the plan all along, to get the new influx of females into the West by creating a refugee crisis. I don't know. The Bosnian War also led to a lot of attractive Slavic women moving to Sweden and Canada. But the Bosnian population was only a couple of million souls. There are 40 million people in Ukraine. So in theory, there might be 5 to 10 million refugees flooding into Western countries. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste. And so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to fat Western women crying in their Häagen-Dazs as Ukrainian women steal their men clown world show. The obesity rate for adults in North America is almost 50%. Women in Eastern Europe are far more likely to look after their appearance. It's going to be rough for those Western women watching the most attractive and wealthy men in Western countries start to get seduced by those Ukrainian women. They wanted those men for themselves, and since women's standards have gone up so much, such men are extremely scarce. So it's going to be rough for women in places like Greece. They can't compete with sexier female refugees. When women come to the West from Eastern Europe, they also tend to stick with their communities. So single Ukrainian men in Greece are going to have a great variety of cooch choices. Only once the supply of Ukrainian men has been exhausted will they then start looking outside their community. Plus, if they come to a place like Canada, the Ukrainian men are raised differently over here, and they just aren't as hard and patriarchal on women. What those guys won't realize is that women from the East are tougher and will probably end up bossing them around. A good example of this is in the Jewish community, when a woman from Israel marries a Jewish guy in Canada. The guy's life is made extremely difficult by his aggressive Israeli wife. I feel sorry for the Ukrainian guys in Canada that fall for a nice pseudo-sweet Ukrainian refugee chick that will make his life hell. A lot of the time you hear stories about how you need to go back to your home country and find a wife and bring her back to Canada. I knew one guy that did that in Greece and then brought his bride over here to Canada. And they got married and she took all the cash and prizes from the wedding with her on the first flight back to the country. This happened about 10 to 15 years ago and it was a massive red flag for old Greek men out there. They figured out that the women they knew in Greece when they were younger with noble qualities no longer existed. And the best thing that could happen out of this situation was that they would stop trying to shame other young Greek men to go home and find a nice Greek girl. I don't feel any sympathy for the Greek girls having to work hard to keep their men happy, because Ukrainian women are about to flood into the West and steal their men. This is a good thing when it comes to genetic variety, and an IQ report I found recently shows that the IQ in Greece is 92 on average, while it's 97 in Ukraine. That means the Ukrainian people coming into Greece will improve the country in the long run. But as we all know, women are not long-term thinkers. They see this will hurt them in the short run, and they're not very happy-pappy. What's also really great for Greek men if Ukrainian women flood in is they can relax a bit, because whenever there's a surplus of women in your society, women have to work a lot harder to please men. But men don't have to work as hard as they used to in order to attract and keep a woman. Tinder is already rigged against men. There are 3 times more men than women on the platform, yet Greek women are complaining about potential equality in the dating markets if Ukrainian women come in. This should tell you all you need to know about women inequality. They don't really want equality. They want the advantage. Now that demographics are crashing all over the world, falling fertility rates mean that women have a greater selection of men to marry, because they can date older men, but most younger men won't date older women. Women have the advantage in the dating market as populations fall, and men have the advantage as populations rise. So this further encourages women not to have kids. In places like North America, there'll never be enough Ukrainian refugees to change the tide and force 45-50% of adult women here to lose any weight. In Greece, the obesity rate is 24%, which is the same as Ukraine. So the Greek women won't have to lose weight, but they might have to do their hair and makeup more often and start acting a lot nicer to their men. That's probably what they're complaining about, that they don't want to have to put out the same effort as those Ukrainian chicks. As for domestic duties, the last few Ukrainian women I met were fully westernized and didn't really cook and clean the way their mothers and grandmothers did. They had their men doing most of the domestic duties. It's probably the ones from the small towns where they haven't been urbanized yet that will be the domestic goddesses. But the majority of those leaving Ukraine are those with cars and money. Having a car doesn't sound like much in North America, but in Europe, for many, it's a luxury item. So I'd wager that the majority of the Ukrainian women exiting stage left from Ukraine are more of the spoiled princess variety from the cities. The country girls are probably going to remain and become cum-shot target practice for Russian paratroopers one day. Who knows, maybe if these women are entitled, the Greeks will just go back to Greek girls. It's hard to know how this is going to play out. There are too many variables at this point. Dennis, the really bad part for you is that you have a female roommate that feels the need to use an emotional tampon whenever she can. It's disrespectful and she shouldn't be doing it. You're probably thinking it's cute to watch a woman suffer like that emotionally, and I used to be amused by stuff like that too. Then I realized that the only reason she's telling me this is so she can use me as an emotional dump. She needs to tell someone she's frustrated so she feels better about herself. She's probably having her Greek girlfriends tell her that Ukrainian women are moving into Greece and transferring negative emotions onto her. Then she's dumping those onto you. Eventually, you'll probably dump them onto someone else, or if you're like myself, you'll just internalize them until they give you anxiety or some other health problem. Why do you think married men die sooner? Men that are used as emotional tampons expire a lot sooner than those that aren't for use for those purposes. All this is funny because German men weren't complaining when German women were welcoming Muslim immigrants in. But I'll bet you anything the German women will be complaining as German men welcome female Ukrainian migrants. I'm sick and tired of these double standards. You sound like you're still in the stage where you're finding women's behavior especially interesting when they're sharing their stories of suffering. At some point, though, you'll get tired of listening to these stories like the one you shared with me. That's when you'll know you'll be truly free from women, when you can start to categorize their behavior quickly. And you'll start to think to yourself, this is really starting to get boring. That's also one of the reasons that I've been toying with the podcast interviewing the most interesting and influential to me, that is, women in the world. I'm getting sort of tired of seeing all the bad behaviors and understanding that they're rooted in selfishness and double standards. In some ways, it's making me physically ill to see the same mentality in women all the time. You think they should be welcoming those poor Ukrainian women in that are coming in from a war zone where Russian artillery units are pounding their apartment buildings, and once they take over, we'll be pounding them as well. You think that female-owned group preference would kick in, and they'd want to show some compassion for these women, and this Greek girl you pointed out is probably less upset with the war than she is with the hot Ukrainian women moving into the West and destroying her dating prospects, and she's starting to panic as a result. What kind of a monster thinks about her own ability to get a good male slave during a time of war? Maybe that's why women in Eastern Europe are known to be hard-working domestic goddesses, in addition to workers, because a lot of their men died during the wars, and they had to work hard to compete in a society where the women outnumbered the men. When women have to compete for men, women have to work harder to attract and keep those men, and men typically don't want to work as hard and can become lazy. This doesn't help countries that are trying to raise their GDP. many of the men just sit around watching football matches in the pub while the women have more work than ever. Sounds like paradise for men. But is it really? I'm sure that even the incel men got action after Stalin marched most of those men to die off in war. But when things swing too far the other way, then you get male entitlement and narcissism. Men treat women poorly because they know women will take it. The best times in history of those are when there's a male and female population balance, and neither side has the demographic advantage over the other. That's the only time you have somewhat so-called true equality. Minus the divorce courts, of course. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dennis for the donation and the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the young Ukrainian women are about to get smashed by the hottest Greek men, while Greek women are about to get smashed by the hottest goats. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Makedown.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are virtue signaling that they want to save the refugee women of Ukraine, but only if they don't take their men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.